Hi there. You're listening to Terry Telford from TheBusinessProfessional.com, and we'll begin this audio with our legal disclaimer. All information is copyrighted by Bridgeport Communications and Terry Telford. The material is for informational purposes only. We make absolutely no guarantees because the results you are able to achieve are dependent on your own individual efforts. Today we're lucky to have with us Russell Brunson from Idaho. And Russell is a big forum marketer. I'd like to first begin by saying thank you very much for taking the time to be with us here today, Russell.
No problem.
I appreciate you devoting some energy into the project. I think probably the easiest thing is if you can just tell us a bit about yourself, Russell, and kind of let us know where you are in life and how did you get into forum marketing.
Okay. Well, like you said, my name's Russell Brunson. I live up in Boise, Idaho right now. I'm actually from Utah originally. And I'm 24 years old. I'm still in college. I wrestle for the wrestling team here at Boise State University. And I've been going to school, and I got married about 2 years ago. And when I got married, I was trying to figure out a way to help pay for our finances. My wife was working, and I didn't have any income. Since I'm wrestling on the wrestling team, you're not allowed to have a full-time job at all.
Wow.
So I was trying to figure out a way to make money. I started getting on the internet and started just kind of playing down around different forums and started going to different internet marketing forums and saw all the stuff that was going on there and got ideas for my own products. And ever since then, I've been making products and marketing them online, so it's been a lot of fun.
Fantastic. So you've actually been online then for 2 years?
Yeah, about 2 years.
Doing business online.
Uh-huh.
And how has that been for you? What kind of difficulties or kind of brick walls have you hit along the way?
Well, it took me about a year before I made any money to talk of. Everyone I think has a lot of problems and struggles and stuff, and just like everyone else, it took me a long time to find things that worked and things that didn't work, and spend a lot of money. When I first started, I went and bought a lot of those pop-up ads, and you buy a 100,000 impressions for $100 or something, and you think that you're gonna, if 100,000 people see my site, I'm gonna sell $10,000 of the product, and it never works. So I kept buying off advertising, and then I quickly learned that if you pay for advertising, that it's never as effective as getting for free advertising. So I tried to figure out different ways to promote things for free without paying any money, and that's, I guess, kind of what you want to talk to me today about, whether it was forum marketing, how I kind of fell into that and started making marketing that way for free.
Yeah, that's maybe we can actually just back up just a little bit. What is forum marketing for someone who's not basically kind of new and they're not totally familiar with what a forum is or what forum marketing would be?
Okay, well, basically for any niche or any area of the world, any hobby, anything you want, there's going to be message forums online, which are just websites people go to, and they can write a message, ask a question, then other people come on and answer it, and different things like that, and it goes back and forth. And so it's kind of simple, like there's wrestling forums out there, and I go to them all the time, and people talk about the new wrestling gossip and who won the matches this weekend, and who's trying out for the Olympics and all that kind of stuff.
Right.
And you can go and read them. Or there's forums for marketing. You can go and find marketing forums. I'm sure there's forums for any hobby in the world you can think of, and you go and you find one of these forums, and there's a huge community of people who are interested in that thing that are visiting there every single day. Excuse me. That are visiting there every day and posting, asking questions, answering them, talking and communicating and things like that.
So then how does that work with marketing? How would I market? Do I put an ad in the forum then, or how does that work?
Well, that's what you have to be careful about. If you go and you place an ad in a forum, you're going to get everyone in the world, sending emails telling you they hate you and they want to kill you and, leaving messages, bad messages. And that's one thing you have to be very, very careful about with forums, never to
post an ad. So I may not want to do it that way.
Yeah. That's one thing about forums you never do is post an ad, because that's the quickest way people lose all respect for you and get your business shut down.
Okay.
And so that's one thing you have to notice. And, any forum you're at, you're going to see people come in and post their spam messages, and instantly there's always 10 messages of people just going off about it. And so if you do something like that, it's the quick way to get yourself shut down. So, in fact, there's actually a book written by Harvey Siegel called Forum Super Tips, and it's this free book he gives out I think it's, if you go to supertips.com, uh-huh. you can go and download it. And I read that book right when I was kind of starting marketing online, and he talks about how he's made money with on forums and what you can do and what you can't do and things like that.
Okay.
And so, kind of the way that you profit from a forum is by going and contributing your knowledge, your information to a forum. And most forums, what they allow you to do at the bottom, underneath your, you sign your name, there's a, they allow what they call a SIG file, which is like a 4 or 5 line area that you can put anything you want in there. You can throw your advertisement, your plug for your website, you know, your special promotion, anything you want.
Okay, so it's kind of like the signature file on my email.
Yep, exactly.
Okay, yeah.
Exact same point. And so, and the, actually most forums have a place when you set up your account, you type in your SIG file, and it'll be the same for every single forum. You, every single message you post will have that that little SIG file in it.
Okay, so it basically works the same as email then. When I respond to a message, my signature file automatically follows my message.
Yep, exactly. Yeah. I'm sure you probably get a lot of sales about that, don't you? Or people visiting your site and things like that.
Yep, absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely. So it's the same type of thing. You go to a forum, and you know, you see a question, or you go and ask a question, and you respond to them, and you talk back and forth, and every time you're saying that message, then boom, a little, your little ad's popping up at the bottom, little ad's popping up, and it's showing every single time.
Okay, so I can go ahead and put an ad. My signature file can be my ad, but I can't physically post an ad.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. And most any forum will allow you to have a signature file. They don't even, I mean, they allow you to do that, and they don't care at all.
Okay. So my marketing then, my forum marketing then would be contributing content, answering questions, or asking a question. And the way that I market my products then is through my signature file.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That's the main thing. And what it does, it brings a, it does a lot of different things for you, putting a signature file in a form. I mean, first off, as people keep seeing that over and over and over again, eventually, if they're going to click on it and they're going to try to find out what it is. And what's really nice about a form is that everyone in there is interested in that subject. And if your signature file matches something for that subject, likely that if it's something interesting and catches their eye, they're going to visit it. So you get a lot of traffic off that. But another great thing it does is it helps your search engine rankings a lot. Because you're going to these forums that are getting tons and tons of hits a day, and their page ranks are really, really high, and your links are in their site. And the search engine look at that, and they say, wow, this person's links are, you know, this high-traffic site. They must have a good site to boost your search engine rankings up.
Right.
Which is a second added bonus to posting so often and to a lot of different forums and things like that.
So would it be better then to have one post in 100 different forums, or would it be better to have 20 posts in 5 high traffic forums?
I would say 20 posts in 5 high traffic forums.
Okay.
But I'm sure that it wouldn't hurt you if to post in more. But I don't spend a lot of time in every forum. I have 4 or 5 that I visit every day, and I spend, you know, an hour or two every single day in those.
Right. So when you're going into a forum now, are you going in looking for questions you can answer, or are you looking, or are you going in to post questions for other people to answer, or what's kind of your main, other than the marketing side of it, what's your main purpose?
I usually just go and see, you open like one of the main sections, and there'll be a whole bunch of different topics, and I just look at them, and usually there's going to be 4 or 5 that interest me, you know, that are talking about a product or service, or have a question that, something that I know about or that interests me, or that I also have the same question.
Uh-huh.
You click on it and you read it and then say, oh yeah, I have that question too, or oh, the other day I found this site, things like that. And a lot of places, they'll allow you, like if you find that, if you're going to answer a question and you know, and you're an affiliate for a site that's the answer,
mm-hmm.
a lot of times they'll allow you to enter your affiliate link for that, say, you know, that I found this site and I use it, and this is my affiliate link if you want to use it.
Right.
As long as you point out that it's your affiliate link, I think that people don't, doesn't bother them as much as if you just go and try to plug you at that site without mentioning it to your affiliate link, you know?
Right, yeah. So then it's not looked upon as an ad. It's just looked on as, you know, you're helping and you just happen to also be an affiliate who had the same question and you needed the product as well.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, that's super. So if I was looking then to use forum marketing, I would kind of put together or put aside about an hour to 2 hours a day.
Mm-hmm.
To make it effective?
That's what I do. If I was to start over, I'd probably find 4 or 5 forums that look like people were actively participating in them. And I would go and try to make, you know, 5 to 7 posts each day in each forum.
Okay.
If you do that, you know, 4, 5 or 6 posts a day, within a month, everyone on each forum is going to know who you are and going to know what websites you run and going to, you know, understand
right.
pretty quick way to gain credibility and get your name out there.
So where would I go to find forums? I mean, this is, you know, within kind of the range of things that you and I do, and the majority of the people do kind of within our circles, is basically within business and marketing. So where would we find the good business and marketing forums? Or actually, I can ask you directly, is what five business and marketing forums do you actually go to?
Well, I'll answer that question first. The main forums that I go to are the Warriors Forum, which is kind of a private forum, but if you sign up for Host for Profit or different things like that, or the Tycoon Millionaire ebook, different things like that, you can get free access to it.
Okay.
And then,
what's that? Hostforprofit.com?
Yeah, hostforprofit.com.
Okay.
And you can go into Google and type in Warriors Forum, and you can usually come up with a bunch of different threads, and you can kind of go and find it that way. The next one I spend a lot of time in is the How To Forum, and that's Michael Green's. It's howtocorp.com/forum. This is the great forum that's.
And it's howtocorp.com.
Yeah.
Forward slash forum.
I always say that wrong.
Yeah, I do too. That's two. What else? Where else do you head?
Another good one is the, I just started using lately, is the associate program. It's I think associateprogram.com, and I think there's a link somewhere on there that goes to the forum.
Alan's site.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Alan's site, and I know there's a couple other ones. One thing that's kind of handy is I created a software about 2 months ago called Forum Fortunes.
What is it called?
Forum Fortunes.
Okay. Is that the website we can go to as well?
Yep, it's at forumfortunes.com.
Okay.
And it's a neat little software that you can use in it. Like, you can save all your forums that you like in a little box, and then click on them, it'll take you right to it. Another thing that's cool is you can, if you make a post, you can save that post in it, and then when you come back on, you turn the computer on, you can click a button, and it'll search every single post that you saved and see if any new responses have been made to any of them. And if it hasn't, it comes up and shows you a list of everyone that's been, your responses to your questions or forums that you wanted to watch. And you can click on it, and it'll take you to that page, and you can see exactly, the new updates to the topic.
Oh, so this would save a lot of time.
Yeah, so that's why I don't remember all my forums, so I just click on little buttons in there, and it takes me right to them.
Fantastic.
And one thing neat about software, too, is I've included a list of over 50, well, it was over 50 at first, it's closer to 75 or 100 different marketing forums in there, so you can open the software and you click right on any of the 100 different forums, it takes you right to them, and you can start participating right off.
All right.
So it's kind of a neat software program.
That would save a lot of time just physically having to try and find the actual forums.
Yeah.
Excellent. Maybe we can just kind of a little sidebar. Maybe you can tell us a bit about your software side of the business, because I know in addition to the forum side of business of doing business, you also have quite a lot of different software products that you've developed.
Yeah, I've had four or five little products I've developed. My first one I ever developed, still my favorite program I've ever developed, is called ZipBrander, mm-hmm. And a lot of people out there probably tried it or seen it, but it's kind of funny. I'm in school to learn about computers and things like that, but I don't have enough programming knowledge to create something like that.
Right.
So I was able to find a programmer off a site called Scriptlance. They have a lot of them. They have Scriptlance.com or Elance.com,
uh-huh.
Renacoder.com. And I was able to go, and I found a programmer, and I told him my ideas, and within a week, he whipped out ZipBrander, and neat little program, and I had it, and I was able to sell it for whatever price I wanted, and
fantastic.
Kind of a neat thing. And actually, when I launched that program, I didn't have any type of mailing list. I didn't have any contacts or anything, uh-huh. And that's how I started promoting it, was through forums. And I actually, I think I made my first $1,000 the first week, and I did it all just marketing the forums. I went to
just
two or three forums. What was that?
You made $1,000 in the first week just with forums.
Yeah.
Wow.
Because I didn't have any other way to promote it, and so I went to different forums, and a lot of them have different sections, like you have a special offer section, or you have a joint venture section, and things like that.
Yeah.
So I went to the special offer section, and I said, I just created this new software, I think it's really good, I'll give you a 25% discount if you buy it this week, or something like that.
Right, yeah.
And I sold tons of them. People were buying them like crazy, and it was just great. And then those people at the bottom, I was able to sign them up as affiliates and set up special deals where they went and promoted to their list and things like that. And it was just a quick way to jumpstart my business. I posted one post and within a week I had $1,000. My first $1,000 I really had made online.
Very nice.
So, I mean, that just shows how powerful that it can really be when you find that many group of people that are all like minded in the exact same spot, and that's
fantastic.
Yeah.
So is forum marketing basically your main marketing method?
I would say about 85% of it. I use the forums to generate traffic to my sites, and to build my mailing list. I mean, I use my mailing list to market a lot too, but
yeah.
The way that I built that was through spending time in the forums and getting people from the forums to my sites, and then from my sites to sign up for my list and things like that.
Excellent. A very normal step-by-step process.
Yeah.
That's good. No, that's super. So the next thing then is you were so impressed with forums that in addition to setting up Forum Fortunes, you also set up your very own forum.
Yep.
How did you go about that? Or how would, if I was going to set up a forum now, for example, following in your footsteps, how would I go about that?
Okay. Well, you just got to find the website or, I don't know, a link, whatever you want to name your forum. I put mine at, it's called marketingstudyhall.com,
mm-hmm.
and that's where my forum's at. And if you want to start a forum, there's a lot of free forum software out there you can go and you can buy, or you can just download and install. Like there's phpbb.com or something,
mm-hmm.
and you can go and they have a free script and you can set up your own forum. The one I ended up using is called wowbb.com.
Wowbb?
And the reason why I use that is because their forum is set up so that it creates search engine friendly pages. So there's no question marks or weird little signs. Instead, it just makes them all search engine friendly looking.
So wow, it's wowbb, W-O-W-B-B?
Yep.
.com. And is this is a basically free software? Or this is something
that script was like $50, I think. So it was not too bad, but...
And is it something that was simple enough you could install yourself, or did you have?
Yeah, you can install it real easy yourself. Or I think they have people that, well, for the WowBB though, they install it for you when you buy it. For the PHPBB, you have to install yourself. But if nothing else, you can find a programmer for like $10 to install it really easily.
Yeah, exactly. So then, now that you've got your own forum set up, mm-hmm. how are you marketing your forum? Are you going out to other forums and letting people know about your forum, or how?
Well, that's kind of a hard thing to set up your own to promote your own forum. People don't want you taking their forum traffic away. One way that I started promoting mine is when I released Forum Fortunes, is I used that as a back end. When you open up Forum Fortunes, there's a little thing right there saying, visit my new forum.
Right.
And I was able to receive a lot of traffic off that. Another thing I've done is I set up my forum like an affiliate program, where at the bottom of my forum I have links for most of my products, and I give a referral link to the forum. So if you refer your friends to my forum with your referral link and they purchase any of those products off my site, you're going to get the commission for it.
Oh, fantastic.
So that gives people a reason to promote my forum. And
right.
So I've searched on different search engines. I've seen posts in other forums. I've seen, links to people's sites where my forum is being promoted, which is kind of a neat thing since I have people out there building it for me.
That's super.
And that's one thing I learned off of Michael Green. He's the guy that owns the How-To Forum.
Yeah.
He wrote a book about how to start your own forum. And so before I started my forum, I purchased his book, and that was the one thing that I kind of gained from him that he said that he did was he made an affiliate program for his forum also. And
so really a cross-pollination or cross-promoting all your different products.
Yeah, exactly.
That's a smart idea. So now with your forum, I mean, you're spending 1 or 2 hours a day going out and posting in other forums. Plus, you've got your own forum. Do you have to moderate your forum?
Yep, I moderate, and I have a friend also who does the moderating for it too. So we both are in there. I think the busier it gets, the harder of a task it'll be. I'm sure in the future I'll have to get more and more people to help moderate it. But you just go in each day, and mine is set up where it'll post their message automatically.
Yep.
But through the admin, I can look at it and see which ones are new, and I can quickly review them and make sure that they're not anything inappropriate or any spam or things like that, and I can delete them or I can edit them and things like that.
So how much of your day does that take?
Probably 15 or 20 minutes of just moderating them, and then I usually spend another 45 minutes or so reading and posting and things like that in there. And I usually do that probably 3 or 4 times a week.
Okay. So what if now if we're in something other than marketing and business? Say we have an interest in horses.
Mm-hmm.
Where do we go to find a horse forum?
I'm sure that if I was looking for a horse forum, I'd go to Google, because I think that's the easiest way to search for things.
Mm-hmm.
And type in horse forum, or type in horse breeding forum, or something like that, and they'll come up with a list of a lot of forums. That's probably the best way to find a different forum like that, is just to search for it on a search engine. And I'm sure there's forums for almost any subject in the world that you can think of.
That sounds good. So then if somebody then is interested in marketing, we're back to marketing and business, because that's the only thing I can talk about. I don't have any other interest. if, for example, someone comes online, they have an interest in marketing or business, and they go to one of the forums that you've recommended, but they don't have a lot of information that they can contribute. If they just go in and start posting questions and using a signature file to promote an affiliate site or whatever they're promoting at the time, does that help them or does that hurt them? Does it make them look like, gee, this guy doesn't know anything? You know, this is silly. Why would I go to his link? He's just out there asking questions.
Yeah, well, that kind of happened to me when my first post. I remember took me about two or three weeks before I made my first post in a forum, and I'd go every single day and I'd read them, and I'd get so nervous, and I didn't dare to post, and then finally, like, my first post was something like, it was in a section where you can leave an article or something. I wrote a little article and I posted it. I was really nervous, and then within an hour or two, I got four or five people responded saying, that's a great article, thank you so much for helping, and da-da-da.
Beautiful.
Like, wow, that wasn't even that big a deal, but a lot of people liked it. And then I went to some of the other ones I was reading, and I didn't dare to start my own thread, so I'd read other people's threads, and then I'd just add a question onto there, and say, well, how does that work, or things like that, and then eventually I'd make my own threads, and so it's just kind of a little process, but I don't think that asking questions make you look any less intelligent, or make, you know, people wouldn't look down on you for that, I wouldn't think.
Oh, that's good. I'm just thinking from somebody's perspective. For example, if I went to a horse forum, how do I start? Well, that's fantastic, Russell. I think that's probably, we packed in quite a good amount of information in 22 minutes and 33 seconds.
All right.
Which is, I think that's very, very helpful, that we can anybody can go out and start forum marketing their products and services, whatever, in forums within the next 60 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
As well as now we also know how to set up our own forum. Is it, just kind of one last question, is it beneficial, for example, if I put a forum on my website?
Mm-hmm.
I don't have a lot of traffic that comes to my website. We'll use an example, just a hypothetical example. I've set up a website and I put on a forum, but there's not a lot of traffic, so I only get, you know, maybe one or two posts in the forum a week. Is it better to kind of rethink the strategy and start up your website, get a bunch of traffic first, and then put the forum up? Or is it better to have the forum there to kind of get things started?
That's a good question. One reason... I can see it both ways. One reason why you'd want to do it, because you can start getting people promoted. But the problem with if you do it right off is that if you don't have a lot of people posting, then people aren't going to come back.
Right,
yep. So I think that I would, if I was just to start it over, I would try to start building like some type of mailing list or some kind of waiting list where people, you know, that wanted to be on it, and get a list of, you know, 100 people first, and then say, okay, I'm starting this new forum, come and come help participate and things like that.
Right.
And that way you get an instant boost of people helping and participating, and then people keep coming back to look at the responses again, and they'll spend more time there.
Right. So that you've got something active that people are going to keep coming back for.
Because that's the hard thing. When forums die, then nothing's happening, and then it's just kind of...
Yeah. Then, it's kind of like a bunch of sheep. Whenever, you know, when somebody stops going there, then everybody stops going there.
Yep.
Yeah. No, I understand. Well, is there anything else that you'd like to just... any additional comments that you have before we wrap up?
Anything you'd like to say pass that on? I was going to say that it's an easy thing to do, and that you shouldn't spend money on marketing, that you can go out and get... There's so many free traffic ways to generate traffic for free, like forums and things like that. That it's cheaper and it's easier way to go about building your business online.
invest a little elbow grease instead of the cash.
Yep, exactly. It'll go a long way.
That's super. Thanks so much, Russell. You've been listening to Russell Brunson. Sorry about that, Russell. I try that again. You've been listening to Russell Brunson from ForumFortunes.com, ZipBrander.com, and multiple other websites, and Terry Telford from The Business Professional. Thanks very much for your time.